This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It is Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. I did not realize your dog was such a good dancer. You, both of you, dancing.
She reacts to me. If I jump around, then she jumps around to my feet. She gets excited if I get excited. She doesn't have to understand why.
You know, it's good that she's getting this exercise, because I know during the summer, of course, you would take her out all the time. But the weather's not so permissible now, especially on the East Coast. So what do you do with your animals during the winter to keep them excited?
They go bonkers. It's like cabin fever.
We have Dr. Elise Christensen joining us. She is a board-certified veterinary behaviorist, and she happens to be the only board-certified veterinary behaviorist in Colorado. I had to look this up. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm actually the only board-certified veterinary behaviorist in New York City, too. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the enrichment during the winter. Why is enrichment so important in the first place?
Wow, that's a great question. Enrichment is really important because when we look at our domestic animals that live in our homes, the reality of it is that even though they may have been domesticated for thousands of years, they still have very basic needs that many of us don't actually meet on a regular day. And we kind of assume that because our life is busy and we are doing many things that we choose to do, that our animals are also being mentally challenged and getting to choose to participate in specific activities. But the reality of it is that patients and animals that feel like there isn't that much to do may either start doing a lot of stuff that you don't want them to do because it's interesting for them, or they may actually kind of shut down and do nothing.
Does this mean that you see more behavior problems in the winter time because people are less likely to get out with their animals and enrich their animals?
That's a great question. You know, the difference here would be unruly behaviors versus true behavioral disorder. So unruly behaviors are normal behaviors that are species specific that people don't like. So for instance, jumping up on people to lick their faces is a very normal behavior of dogs that is part of their suite of behaviors that comes with them genetically, and one of the things that we alternately punish and alternately reinforce, sometimes within 5 seconds, right? So that is a behavior. Those types of behaviors are ones that are particularly vulnerable to getting worse when enrichment is low, because all these normal behaviors have nowhere to go. So the dogs and cats find new places to utilize these behaviors, and usually they're things that people don't like. So when people are not actively getting their animals out to explore the world or providing enrichment and play opportunities that are variable, you can definitely see these unruly behaviors escalate.
So to enrich my pet's life, does that mean I need to go out and buy toys and puzzles to help them?
Great question. You know, you can go out and buy toys and puzzles, and I would encourage you to have a blast. But the great thing is that there are so many ways you can enrich your animal's life, even things as simple, although some people might find this a little gross, as picking up something off the street that's new and interesting and bringing in and allowing your animal to sniff it. Especially for dogs, they're very olfactory in nature. That's their major sense. The way they see the world is through their nose. So if you bring in some things that are new and interesting to them, you've just opened up a book for them, literally. Or maybe like, you know, giving them an opportunity to binge on a TV show, but it's just scent. So you can also take things like toilet paper rolls and paper towel rolls, the cardboard part, or Fresh Direct boxes or Amazon boxes. Of course, if you have a patient that might swallow cardboard, you wouldn't do that, but except when supervised. But ripping and getting into it and solving a puzzle can be a really great way to enrich these guys, and it's free.
What about some outdoor winter enrichment activities?
Sure. Oh, well, you know, if it happens to be snowing, or if it has snowed, that's a great way to do enrichment, because all you need to do then is sprinkle some of their kibbles around in the snow and let them go look for it. So that's a fun one. You could even feed their whole meal that way. And that is really the true enrichment, because dogs would normally be searching for their food and spend a fair amount of time per day. So anything you can do to help them be spending more time with their food acquisition, sort of looking for it, sort of like you might walk an extra 15 minutes for the best bakery versus just going around the corner for a crappy one.
So you're the expert. What do you do with your own dogs?
Well, unfortunately for me, my senior citizen was just euthanized a couple of months ago. Aww. But enrichment for her, because she was a small elderly dog with cognitive dysfunction, is actually very, very gentle. So what we want to do in the case of these older kids, and by kids, I mean dogs or cats, is we provide them enrichment at the level that they're able to do it. So for instance, if you were an older person and when you were, I'm just making this up now, so don't get offended, but like 73, you used to love doing the New York Times crossword puzzle, but now maybe you're 89 and it's just a little too much, right? Like, So maybe we backtrack to something a little bit easier where the reinforcement rate is higher. So you really can answer those word puzzles very quickly. Same thing with dogs and cats. When we have older patients, we may give them something like a snuffle mat, which is a very soft kind of rug that's specifically made for animals to do foraging behavior. But what you do is you sprinkle the kibbles or whatever treats you might be using in there, and you ruffle it up so that they fall down into between the pile of the fabric pieces. And then they nose around just like they would if they were, say, a dog visiting a garbage dump, which is where dogs mostly hang out if they're lucky enough to be close to some high intensity resource like that. And they'd be shuffling around in there all day. So now we emulate that essentially by providing a snuffle mat, because nobody wants a garbage dump in their house. Sadly.
These are fabulous ideas. And for those of you that are just sitting down right now and you're looking over there and your dog's sitting in the corner wanting to do something, go out and enrich their lives. And there's some more great tips for enriching your pet's life over at fearfreepets.com. That's fearfreepets.com or fearfreehappyhomes.com. And of course, you can learn more about everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. Dr. Elise Christensen, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.